name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we stand at the beginning, as it were, of our Holy Week, and entering into the passion of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. If we look back at where we began several weeks ago, we began with Forgiveness Sunday and bowing down to one another and asking forgiveness, imitating the Holy Fathers as they would ask forgiveness of one another and then go forth into their fast and into their pilgrimage leading to the Feast of the Resurrection. And we remember the triumph of Orthodoxy, the restoration of the icons, and St. Gregory Palamas, and the exaltation of the cross, and John of the Ladder, and St. Mary of Egypt, whose life is the most all-encompassing life, as it were, of our fallenness on the one hand, and our potential for resurrection, as it were. And yesterday we celebrated St. Lazarus, who was 4 days dead in the tomb. And his resurrection by our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ foreshadows the resurrection that each and every one of us desires. In our hearts, we desire to be raised, as it were, from the life of the passions and the struggles of this world into the grace and glory of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And today we enter into Jerusalem with our Lord to face his passion. And I think in terms of the services that we are able to offer, on Wednesday night we have Holy Unction. Thursday night we celebrate the crucifixion of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ in the 12 Gospels. And Friday evening we celebrate the burial. And then, of course, Saturday night, the glorious resurrection. In between, during the days, we're actually fulfilling the typicon. But these are the great and greatest services. And I think about this, and there's how can we engage ourselves? And I think what reality is that through the divine services, we are able to wrap ourselves, as it were, or beseech the Lord to wrap his robe of salvation around us. And we, as it were, take his robe upon ourselves and enter in to through his word and through the divine services and the hymns that go with it, where we become wrapped, as it were, in the very sufferings, the passion, and the victory of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's one thing to remember in a conceptual way these events, but it's very much another thing to participate in them. And what is so amazing about our Holy Orthodox Church is that not only does it proclaim in word and in song the saving events of our Lord and God and Savior, but it literally gives us the ability to participate in the events. Imagine the miracle of grace that comes upon us, that we are not just informed in mind, but we are gathered in heart into the life and sufferings of our Lord. And we live in very difficult times. But it's true that we don't have a village church, as it were, in all four corners of the town. where we can simply walk from our houses in a few minutes and be there at the church. So we have to make an effort to participate in these graces, as it were, these acts of salvation. But the truth is that we must. We must separate ourselves from the concerns of the world and wrap ourselves in the robe of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, so that he manifests himself in us. And again, this is just the life of Christ, the miracle of the life of Christ, the miracle of his teachings, and of his and the miracle of his miracles, as it were, his healings that he bestowed on so many, and the promise, as it were, of salvation. All of this should move us, I think, to make a unique and special effort. And so as we enter into Jerusalem today, isn't it amazing? It's a triumphant entrance. It's filled with a sense of joy and expectation. And yet we know that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ is going to suffer on the cross. And God willing, those of us who can be present will be present to witness his suffering. And we know that he will be buried, as it were, in his tomb. And God willing, we'll be there to bury him. But we also know that he will rise from the dead. And this knowledge is not, once again, it's not just knowledge of the mind. It's a knowledge of the heart. And the way it becomes knowledge of the heart is through participation. May all of us gather in humility and in love. May we make the effort to participate, particularly in these three remarkable events: the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And may we know, not just in our mind, but in our hearts, that through this participation, we will be raised up, little by little. Of course, God gives us 70 and 10, that is, he gives us a life that extends. And it seems, for those of us who have been experiencing this for many years, that each year we more deeply enter into and experience the grace of our Lord. But that we should begin the process if we haven't, haven't before. Or that we should continue the process through participation. It's in participation that we will receive the gift of salvation, and that we will experience the joy of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.